ich seh's nach die Ganga.
Another day, another episode of the Flat Out Podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in and welcome back to the show. My name is Victor Komoibo. If you don't know me by now, at least, now go down hear the name plenty times. Thank you guys for tuning in, man. I know these bi-weekly episodes are kind of funny. It has a funny feel to it. I also feel different, but it's the schedule at which we are on at the moment. It's pretty tight and that is why we had to switch to this, but thank you for always understanding. Them weekly episode will be back shortly. But for now, Mona manage with us. Today's episode is gonna be really informative. I'll try to keep it as short as possible. I don't want to go over the same thing over and over again. But it's a piggyback to our last episode, our last interview, where we had Daniel Chukwuma, who is a basketball scout. He's a radio host for a basketball show, Courtside, Nigeria Info. He talked about a lot of things in regards to Nigerian or African players trying to get to play overseas and further their careers away from their birth country. And for those that know the struggle, it is really, really difficult for Africans to get out there and be handed out a spot on a team, be it professionally or even a scholarship. A lot of things come into play, but yeah, let me just touch on a few things that I have learned over the years, and I wish I had learned this before I got to this stage of my career. But still, there's no knowledge lost. Hopefully it helps someone out there, someone who is listening, and you'll be able to make better decisions as you try to get to the next place in your careers. I'm going to quickly discuss player classifications in the basketball world. And this is very crucial to anyone who wants to play basketball, either be it any kind of pro level. In fact, even semi-pro levels, mid-level, lower tier teams, lower tier leagues, wherever you want to play, as long as you plan to play overseas, you really need to know. In fact, not just overseas, even back if you are back in your home country, you need to know these things, because you never know where you'll find yourself in a few years or in a few months. Africans who grew up in Africa are not well-rounded with the terms and the process of actually getting a pro contract. And in most cases, it's not our fault, not be our fault. It's never the player's fault. I know that we have the internet nowadays where you can get all the info that you need, but in some cases, you don't even know what to search for. That's how crazy it is. And those who have actually been opportune to play outside the country, to travel abroad and have a career for themselves, they come back home and they don't pass on the knowledge that they have learned over the years. And even in those situations, some of them don't even know about this stuff. So we are stuck in a confined space where we really don't know where we are headed, and we have a goal that we actually want to achieve. There are a few keywords I'm going to mention over and over on this episode, and they're very crucial to our careers as basketball players. And our advice, if you can get a pen and paper, just to pen them down, and you can do your own research on them. What I'm doing is just community service, touching on the few things that I think are really, really necessary for us to learn. One of them is Buzzman A, then you got Buzzman B, and National, Import, and Cotonou. So that's Buzzman A, Buzzman B, National, Import, and Cotonou. These are basically the classification you'll fall into if you plan to play overseas. Take your talents to the next level, to play against the best across the world. A quick overview of how these classifications came into play. A footballer by the name of John McBusman won a few court cases against the Football Federations in 1995. Now, the case was about the restriction of player movement by teams. So teams tried to determine where a player would end up after his contracts were over, and that did not make any sense, because I'm not playing for you anymore. So why should you be able to tell me that, okay, this is where I can go, this is where I can go? Anyway, he won the court cases, and that led to free player movement across regions in Europe. Now, it wasn't just that they had free player movement. They could work anywhere they wanted to in Europe without any issues. You didn't need to get extra paperwork. You just need to show your passport that this is where you're from. So if I'm Latvian and I travel to Belgium, I can get a job there. I can start working without plenty matter. The good thing was that it cut across every other sport at that point. Basketball, baseball, lacrosse, whatever it is. Now that brings us back to the classification. Bosman A is a classification for players with European descent. Now there are a number of countries under the EU. I think about 27, if not more. I'm not sure. I think 27. If you are a player from any of these countries under the EU or you hold their passport, you are classified as a Bosman A. Bosman B is slightly different. There are countries that are not in the European Union. Now, players that come from these countries are classified as Bosman B. The next classification is Cotonou. With the name already said, you go down no say. You don't know say it got to do with Africa. Anyway, this classification is for players that come from Africa or developing countries, like they say, the islands and all that. The final classification is called the imports. Now, imports are relative and it depends on where you are playing at the moment in your career. A quick example, if I am an European player from Belgium and I want to play somewhere else, if I travel over to Ukraine, I'm still recognized as a player from Europe, but I could be classified as an import. If I travel over to the UK, I will be classified as an import. It depends on where you are playing at that point in your career. But in most cases, the imports are US players, Canadian players, New Zealand's, and all that stuff. Now let's get into the juice of this story, because it's more about the Africans and where we get stuck when it comes to issues like this. Every league around the world has its own rules and regulations. For example, a league will require a certain number of nationals and a certain number of imports on each team. Now, by nationals, like I stated earlier, I mean players who are born of the country or have a classification to play as a citizen of the country. And in most cases, the nationals are always more than the imports. You would have like 8 nationals and 4 imports. For us as Africans or Cotonou passport holders, as it has been stated, there are very few countries out there in Europe that actually have roster spots for our passports. And if some of them are Spain, Germany, Belgium, France, Switzerland. Very few, probably like 10 around the world. So it becomes really difficult to ply your trade abroad just because, one, you are not guaranteed a roster spot. And if you actually want one, you'll be coming in as an import. And when it gets down to this, we always lose the battle to probably an American or someone else coming from another country. And the main reason why is not really the talent level. Sometimes we could actually match up the talent, which I feel like Africans are way more talented than we were years before. So right now the game has evolved and is even in our favor. But the processing of the work papers, the permits and all that takes a whole lot of time. It takes a whole lot of time and effort, and it's only thing that really wants you that will put in that time to get you all the papers you need. That's the main issue now, that we do not have the leverage like the Bosman A and the Bosman B players. The Bosman A players can go anywhere across Europe and they can work as citizens. They can play there, so they have more opportunities. Bosman B is slightly limited because there are some countries they have to go to play as citizens, and they don't take up any import roster spots. But still, they still get better opportunities than we that come over to any country from Africa. In fact, I'll tell a personal story. I went for a tryout sometime last year. I actually got selected because I was in contact with the coach and we were talking back and forth, and he asked me if I've got a British passport, and I said I do not have a British passport, but I have got my work permits and all that sorted. And he said he's sorry that he can't sign me up to the team because they've used up their import spots. So if I was to come in, I would have to be an import. And so that's the issue we get to face as Africans most times, because for one, we do not even know that we are classified as a certain passport holder. Now, getting out there, we try to put our skills to test and all that, but that spot is already filled. But it is not impossible, because there are other ways to go about it. We can start off from lower leagues and build a resume up there. There are so many leagues across the world, and I'll definitely list out a few that are open to a lot of Africans or Cotonou passport holders. You can just send a mail to any of the team. That's how easy it is. Send a mail, send your videos, and do a lot of follow-up. It's going to take a lot of work from your end, but it's going to be worth it. There are lots of leagues that will open their arms, even though they are lower tier. They create that opportunity for you to actually put your talents on the right platform, and before you know it, you begin to build up your ranks and get to the place that you actually want to be. Please and please, I would like make una check out all these things when you get time. Just read up on it, know where you stand, know those leagues that you can actually approach, and teams in that league that you can approach and say, okay, this is where I'm at in my career, this is what I can offer, so I can try out for this, I can try out for that. And before you know it, honestly speaking, you'll get one or two calls back. Thank you so much for tuning in. The BAL is going to start in 2 days. And we've got news that some of the Ninja boys from the NBA Academy will be suiting up. So my boys, Ruben, Joy, Kingsley, I'm excited to see it, man. I'm really, really excited, and I hope you are too. This is African basketball at its best. Till next time, people, stay safe, read up, be knowledgeable, look for info anywhere you can, and get your juices up, my guys. Stay safe, stay frosty, flat out.